Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the truth and I never stepped the loss. These bitches wanna know who I'm with, where I'm from, where I sit. How much money do she get? Do she even got a whip? What's up? What's up? What it is, what it looks like. No more obscurity, cause now I'm in the limelight. Putting all bullshit aside, cause now I got my mind right. Lyrically inclined, if you don't know, that mean my rhyme's tight. Beauty by the day, but still a beast in this nightlight. Stereotypical, mentally what got into you? Don't try to act surprised now, nigga, you know how I do. Couldn't get a feature, I ain't mad, it's just a principle. Doing world tours, face ain't no interviews. See me in the club, starstruck, your bitch a poopy too. Don't need to mention I'm the shit around here. And that boss with a Z, don't get it twisted around here, nigga. These bitches wanna know about the boss. I'm the truth and I never stepped the loss. These bitches wanna know who I'm with, where I'm from, where I sit. How much money do she get? Do she even got a whip? What's up? 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 I tell these bitches, what's up? 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 I tell these bitches, what's up? Stick your head in the toilet bowl. Call me Mrs. Clean, cause I shine like armor oil. Built like a brick house, something like the Commodore. Better out shopping, this is more than what you bargained for. Stick up kid nigga, yeah, we known for pulling kick doors. Fuck everything that you motherfuckers stand for. They call me the boss, cause I guess I just boss more. Swag so mean, like a troll to you, Billy Goat. Shitting on you bitches, this is business, never personal. But we can take it anyhow and anyway you wanna go. Line them all up and watch them fall like a domino. Promise I will be the best female rapper they'll ever know. Yeah, these bitches wanna know about the boss. I'm the truth and I never stepped the loss. These bitches wanna know who I'm with, where I'm from, where I sit. How much money do she get? Do she even got a whip? What's up? 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 I tell these bitches, what's up? What's up? What's up? If I said it, then I meant it, alright. I tell these sucker niggas I ain't scared and I ain't going with all the fight. I'm like Nas, all I need is one mic. I'm trying to make a blind man see. All you haters just fall back. Say it with your chest like Kevin Hart, so where your heart at? Well, never mind that. So you better not to tell you. Have your mama ever taught you? Never set yourself a failure, nigga. I double dog at ya. Let's take it to the streets and watch me build a house of terror. Who want it with me? SOB, now they screaming, breathe, nigga, breathe. They gon' need a cure, I'm a nasty disease. Yeah, these bitches wanna know about the boss. I'm the truth and I never stepped the loss. These bitches wanna know who I'm with, where I'm from, where I sit. How much money do she get? Do she even got a whip? What's up? 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 I tell these bitches, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? This is the DJ Black Caesar and Friends Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tonight's going to be an interesting night. I got a lot of interesting people going to be on here. I got my man Fatal Hussein from the Outlaws on the phone. Also, I got my man Keys on the phone. So we're going to see what they got going on, see what in their lives, see what they got going on, what kind of different projects they're working on. So we're going to get with them just a second. First, I want to introduce my co-host, Willie the Redneck. Where you at, Willie?
I'm right here, Caesar. Right there, Caesar. What the hell is going on, Caesar?
Hey, man, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself, brother?
I'm doing fine, Caesar. I'm sitting here, and I'm eating me some damn, what you call these, you got damn Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
Got me some milk, and I'm in my underoos. I'm about to watch me some goddamn cartoons.
Oh, wow. You sound like Harold the Hippie, man. Let me see where Errol's at. Hold on 1 second, Willie. Hey, Errol, where you at, baby?
Hey, man, it sounds to me like you've been, eating some of those magical brownies, man.
Yeah, Yeah. Sounds that way, brother. How you doing, Harold?
Oh, man, I'm good, man. It's beautiful here, man, in the nation's capital, man. How's it down south?
Hey, man, it's kind of hot down here, man. It's still a little stuffy, a little hot, but I'm making it, man. I've been indoors all day, man. I think I've been outside 110 to get the garbage can from the road and pull it back to the house. But I've been pretty settled, man. I've been promoting and working all day on these different projects and getting these information out there, what we got going on tonight for the show, and, you know, just doing a lot of stuff, man, trying to get it together.
Oh, wow, man. Yeah, it sounds like we're going to have a great show tonight, man. I'm really excited, man. Got all these great guests, man.
Yeah, I know, man. Hey, hold on for a minute. Let me cut both of their mics on. Hold on. Okay. We're going to ask, where you at, Fatal Hussein? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Hey, man. Everything's going on, man. Everything, man.
I hear that. You got a lot going on with the show.
Yeah. The show is something I really work on hard, man, to be honest with you.
Right.
This show right here has been in existence for about almost a year now. Almost a year, right, Willie?
I want to say about a year.
Okay. You know what? I forgot to introduce somebody. Where's Miss Ma'am? Is Miss Ma'am on the phone?
Let me see if I can get.
Okay.
She was in the kitchen cooking some greens a few minutes ago. I'm renting a room from her because you didn't kick me out the damn mobile home.
Well, check it out, my brother. I'm going to go ahead and introduce Mr. Keys. Where you at, Keys?
Wow. What'd it do, DJ Black Caesar?
What's up, man? You sound like you're ready to go. You're like you're on fire over there.
Oh, man, you know, I stay on point, man, like an icicle, man. Fody told me a long time ago, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. You hear me?
I like that. That's a good saying right there, brother. Okay, guys, well, you already know how the show goes. If you got any questions.
Who's looking for me? Hold
on. Hey, Miss Ma'am. How you doing, Miss Ma'am?
I'm doing fine, see. I'm just doing fine. What about you, Z?
I am doing great, lady. I'm doing wonderful. Blessed by the best. You know it.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little better, see. I was in the hospital. Doctor told me I was eating too much. Too many chitlins.
Miss ma'am. You know you can't eat chitlins and pork chops and stuff like that. That's too much pork, man. You're an old lady, man. You can't do that no more.
Yeah, you know, my 200th birthday coming up real soon.
Your what is?
My 200th birthday.
Your 200th birthday? All right. when's your birthday, Miss Ma'am?
It's going to be about, I ain't going to tell you the date of my birthday. I don't want you just making fun of me like you're always doing the show.
Hey, Miss Ma'am, we're going to have a great show, man. I got my people here, so we're going to have a good show, all right? Give me one second. Let me let Fatal Hussein come down and center and just say hello to the people, man. You got like a lot of people listening to you right now. So what do you want to say to them?
I want to say what's happening. Struggle continues. What's going on? If you ain't heard about me,
yeah,
you ain't been checking. Let's go.
Yeah, okay, brother. Okay. Hey, check it out, Fatal. The way the show goes is we're going to play a song, and then we'll be right back with you. You just heard Boss Lady. That's a young lady I'm promoting right now. She just got signed to Universal. So you guys be on the lookout for her, Boss Lady. That's B-O-Z-Z. L-A-Y-D-D-E-E. Okay, thank you guys. And I got a song we're going to get into by my man Drake. We're going to check him out for a minute, and then we're going to get back into this interview with my man Fatal Hussein, and then we're going to let my man Keys come aboard. So, hey guys, it's going to be a fantastic show. I hope you tuned in. Get yourself a crack open a beer or something, or a bottle of water, and check this out right here.
Wow.
I want you to be worried. You know, some people actually like this, man. I was doing a show in England. After the show, this guy came up. He was from Ireland. Fucking loved me. He did, man. Came up after the show. Man, I identified with everything you're saying. You know, I too have been oppressed. The Irish are the blacks of Europe. I had never heard that before. I said, in that case, beat it, nigger. Your breath is killing me.
Yeah.
It's on some old Tommy Compost Dice Raw shit, you know? For my niggas, though.
You underestimated greatly. Most number ones ever, how long did it really take me? The part I love most is they need me more than they hate me, so they never take shots. I got everybody on safety. I can load every gun with bullets that fire backwards. You probably wouldn't lose a single rapper. Niggas make threats, can't hear them over the laughter. Yeah, that's cause I'm headed to the bank, nigga. Natural lifestyle, I'm just being frank with ya. I mean, where you think she at when she ain't with ya? Wildin', doing shit that's way out of your budget. Owl sweaters inside her luggage, you gotta love it. Damn, this shit could go on a tape. Bitches loving my drive, I never give it a break. Kitty's niggas the look, the verse and even the hook. That's why every song sound like Drake featuring Drake. Straight, white free, why is it always me? Got us watching our words like it's wise taps on the team. Cause I show love, never get the same out of niggas. Guess it's funny how money could make change out of niggas for real. So nobody started feeling themselves. A couple somebody started killing themselves. A couple albums dropped, those are still on the shelf. I bet them shits would have popped if I was willing to help. I got a gold trophy from the committee for validation. Bad press during the summer over allegations. I ain't lying, my nigga, my time is money. That's why I ain't got the time for a nigga whose time is coming. A lot of niggas see on something like that's the movement. And I'm the only nigga still known for the music, I swear. This nigga, fuck your list, everything's looking gorgeous. Without me, rap is just a bunch of orphans. But if I stayed in the shit, it's a bunch of corpses. And me and my dread nigga from New Orleans, stashing money like hoarders off multi-platinum recordings. Eating like I'm seated at Swiss Soto and Yoso. Nothing was the same, this shit for Easy and Coco. This shit for Kareem, this shit for Javon, this shit for Julius, Millie Mill. Boy, we do this shit for real. All them boys in my wheel, all them boys is my wheels. Anything happen to pop, then I got you like Uncle Phil. We's even on the edge, you niggas just need to chill. If anything happen to Poppy, might pop a nigga for real. Coming live from the school face, living out of suitcase. But I'm feeling good, Johnny got me pushing two plates. My weight up, I refuse to wait up, I started a new race. It's funny when you think a nigga blew up after Lupe. Niggas treat me, I've been here for 10. Some niggas been here for a couple, never been here again. I'm on my king, dang, dang, shit, I'm trying to win here again. A young nigga trying to win here again, man, what's up?
Hey, yeah, a young nigga trying to win here again. If I like, I just fly to the city, I'm in. I got a drink and with your boy, I got him fucked up. Shout it. Oh, yeah.
In the building. Big shout out to Nerve DJs, cause they break them tracks, not them stacks. You heard me? And you fuck with the Nerve DJs, now that I know them, I might break your back. You heard?
Yeah. That's off one of my mixtapes right there. That's off the done, man. That's that mixtape right there. I got over 50,000 downloads, over 100,000 viewers. You guys go check it out all over the net right now. Just go check out the mixtape and check it out, man. Hey, that was Jim Jones giving the Nerve DJs a shout-out. I'm the Nerve DJ. You already know that. Hey, check it out every other Tuesday night. We have a Nerve DJs conference call. You guys will see the information online. We'll post it up and let you guys know about it. We deal with all the stars out there, baby, every star. Just like Drake. We were talking to Drake almost a month ago. We were on the phone with Drake, and he was telling us about what he had going on, so I'm getting some drops from Drake for this radio show. Hey, guys, you're on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. It's going down right here. Hey, I got one more thing to say, one more promotion I want to say. Check out the A&R magazine. It'll be out in January, the second week of January. Oh, it'll be out the second of January, not the first week. The first week, not the second week. I'm saying the second. So the second of January, the magazine will be out, getting the magazine stands all around the world. You guys check it out. If you want a copy, get at me on Facebook, on Twitter. Hey, you know what? They suspended my Twitter account. So my Twitter's been down for the day. I've been trying to get it back up, but they suspended me. I guess they get tired of seeing all the numbers going constantly up. They think some fraud or something's going on. But you know me. I got a lot of friends out there, and I thank everybody that tunes into this show right here. You guys are wonderful. I love all of you. Hey, I got a question for my man. Fatal Hussein. Coming forward, Fatal Hussein. Let's talk about it a little while. What's good, my bro? What's going on with you, man?
Hey, man, I'm trying to stay alive and healthy, man. Just trying to stay out here.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Hey, you guys got a lot going on over there. I know you got a lot going on because I talked to your boy Edie Amin, and he's been telling me all the great things you guys are working on. I think you guys are doing a little couple solo things, as he was telling me that. So what do you got going on? Hey, let everybody know who you with, what you come, where you come from, where you're at right now, and where you're going later on in the future.
Yeah, my name, I'm Hussein Fatal, man. I was with the last group Tupac had before he supposedly died. And, you know, I'm from Jersey and shit. I was fly with his little brother, Gaddafi, and the rest is history. Gaddafi put me on and all that. And shit, right now, you know, since his passing, we just been busy putting out records. You know, I broke up. We left from the Outlaws. They was in Cali. I went back to Jersey after Pac died, put out a solo album on Relativity. That was about 99 and shit. That was called In the Line of Fire. You know, and ever since then, I'm just grinding. You know, Relativity went out of business. Got on rap a lot. Got locked up. You know, recently came home a little while ago. Got back up with the Outlaws. And, you know, we just putting shit out. Trying to get back relevant.
Congratulations on that, man. That sounds good right there. You got out, and now you're working on something else. Who was that talking? Who was that?
Say that again.
Okay. So you're back out now. So since you've been out, what do you got going on since you've been out?
Well, I got the book. I wrote a book called Journey with an Outlaw. It's you know, basically my story from since I grew up all the way up into the times I was, you know, down with Gaddafi, the outlaw story. And I'm basically waiting on probably the Pac movie to drop before I even think about putting that out. And it's just, you know, a look into the outlaws, how I saw it versus how, you know, everybody else saw it, that, you know. So that's basically what I got going on. I got the album I just dropped. It's not a gimmick to me. You can iTunes that, you know.
Okay.
And I'm busy. Me and Nova just dropped the album, Outlaw Nation Volume 3, mixtape joint. We working on Thug In, Thug Out Volume 2, the Hussein Fatal and Nova album. You know, we just trying to stay busy.
I got you, man. Sounds like a lot of stuff you got going on. Sounds pretty interesting. Hey, you know what? I would love to do a mixtape for you, but I'll talk about that a little later on. But I want my people to come front and center. Where you at, Harold? Where you at, Willie? I know y'all got something you want to ask one of these outlaws. So what's up?
Hey, I'm an outlaw too. I just want to let you know, my outlaw.
Willie, you an outlaw.
I'm going to tell you something. What I'm about to do now. Hey, Harold, I'm going to get one. He says you're the nation capital. The government is shut down.
Hey, man, yeah, man, I'm really a big fan, man. I'm too happy, man, to have you on the show, man. I got so many questions, man. I just don't know where to begin, man.
Oh, do you?
Wow.
What's on your mind?
I'm just taking it easy, man. I'm just, like, laid back and, you know, just relaxing, man. I had a really stressful week, man, but, you know, this is about you, man. I'm excited, man. Thanks for coming on the show, man.
Not a problem there, buddy.
Hey, I'm glad you came on the show because I got some, hey, I, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to show you some of that damn, what's that got? I got some deer meat I'm going to send to you.
You got some venison for me?
You got some venison for me?
I love venison.
Man, Harold don't even know what that's called. Venison is the name they use for deer meat, man.
Man. I can't believe you're talking about that, man. Oh, man, that's disgusting, man. You're offering deer meat, man. Wow, man, that's crazy, man.
I got some deer meat, and I finally killed that damn horse. I killed him because he broke his leg, and I put him out of his misery. I got some horse meat for you, too.
Hey, Fatal, I'm going to warn you right now, brother. I wouldn't eat anything Harold would ever send me, man, because that dude plays with horses and all kinds of different animals, and he's really backwoods. He's like really backwoods.
No, man, you said Harold, man. You don't mean Harold, man. You mean Willie the Redneck,
no.
Man. I'm not into that,
right,
man.
I'm sorry, Harold. I had one of those margaritas. You already know that. It's Wednesday, so I have a margarita on Wednesday.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. Hey, Fatal, I want you to come to my party. Government shut down. I'm about to have a party, a government shutdown party. I can sell all the liquor, all the moonshine, and I can sell all the guns I want to sell. Oh, wow. I'm going to sit that one out, man.
The government been shut down. They just telling y'all about it.
Wow, wow.
Hey, that's what I'm screaming.
Okay. Let's take control of the show. Okay, Willie, do you have a question for Mr. Fatal?
Yeah, Fatal, I want to ask you a question. My man, Idi Amin, he was a king over in Africa, right?
Yeah, my Idi Amin, or are you talking about the real Idi Amin?
Your Idi Amin, that's the same Idi Amin, right?
Nah, not the real Idi Amin. I don't know that guy. We just stole his name and Americanized it. I don't know that guy.
All right, I got another question for you. You're back with the Outlaws now?
Say that again.
You're still a member of the Outlaws?
Man, a member, that's a brotherhood. It ain't no member nothing. I'm an outlaw for life. I was an outlaw before I was an outlaw. A member, that's a culture. Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, I love the culture, buddy. I love
really?
It.
What you love about the culture?
That goes a long way coming from Willie, man. Willie is kind of stuck in the zone, and he loves the culture. I love it too.
That's what's up, man.
I tell you what, if he put his fuck ass back on my couch with them dirty ass clothes on, he gonna be an outlaw for real. He gonna be out this damn house.
Wow, this man. What is Willie doing? He's on your couch, with dirty clothes on. Get those dirty overalls on.
That's who came in this morning about 5 o'clock fishing. I don't know what the hell he was doing fishing that time of morning, but he came in here and he had all that mud and dirt all over again on my damn couch, and I got white sheets on my couch.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, it ain't white no more, because I'm sure Willie took care of that couch. Hey, you got a question for Fatal Hussein? Ma'am, Miss Ma'am?
Yeah, I got a question, boy. Let me ask you something.
Miss Ma'am, he's not looking for a date. I can tell you that right now. He's not looking for a date.
No. I let my grandbaby go out with him. She in love. She got pictures out all on the wall.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, that's my great grandbaby, not my grandbaby. I'm sorry.
Boy, you're so old, you can't even remember.
Hey, don't you start no old jokes.
All right, I got you. So, what do you want to ask? What do you want to ask for me?
That's the question I got for you.
Okay.
What kind of songs y'all got coming out in the near future?
Hold on. We put out good quality music. You know, we talk to people, that ain't got millions of dollars in the bank. We talk to people down on their luck. So, you know, the average mainstream these days probably won't even understand what we talking about. But, you know, we keep the basic thug life shit alive. That's what we do. You know? That's what kind of music we
That's
got coming out.
That's what's up.
Now, my great-great-great-great-grandson, he's a thug. He's a young dude. He's about 6 years old. You got an advice for him?
Oh, yeah. Tell him to stay in school, man. Tell his parents to get him a tutor with that drug money they got, and tell him to stay in school. That's all. Tell him to play some sports or something.
Oh, sugar, we on the radio. My great 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 son-in-law. He do sell drugs. Oh, how you know that?
You said how I know that?
You said he a thug. You said he a thug, Miss Ma'am. You gave him away. Everybody knows it now. You got people on the phone lines right now to know it.
Yeah, if he don't sell drugs, somebody he knows, dude.
Oh, God, Lord.
Hey,
Miss
Ma'am.
Look at
Miss Ma'am, hold on one second. Let me open up a phone line. We got a lot of people out here with the phone line split up. Let me take two callers right quick. Let me see who was first. Okay, 916, I'm about to open up your phone line. You can ask a question or make a comment. Your phone line is open now, 916.
Hi, Caesar. It's Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm glad you got Fatal on the show because I want to thank him for signing my first book. I don't know if you remember me, Fatal. T.R. LeGreen is my writing name.
Oh, yeah, I remember you.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, I did finish Tupac Equals the Outlaws of Mike and Men, and that was published February 2013.
Yeah.
And while you're on the phone, let me read one of the poems that I wrote about the outlaws. And what I did is I incorporated some of Tupac's movies into your poem. And it's called Justice. And it's called Justice. Excuse me. When you see people thinking in silence and all opinions have stopped, they turn into ships that are waiting to dock, with closed minds ticking like hands on a clock. But in order to be free, just remove the gridlock. Then once open, you can vocalize all thoughts. That's why this group made sure their mental juice flowed and stayed above the rim. Life is what you make it, or we create if it's grim. Because everything that is seen and heard doesn't mean we have to trust it, but the outlaws keep it real with their own lyrical poetic justice. That was one of my contributions to you guys.
That was nice. That was nice.
So you
real
like
creative.
That? Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
of course
you.
I do.
Thank you. But like I said, you know, I really appreciated, I flew out to Denver to see you guys, I think it was, 2012 or 11, and you did the tribute at the Roxy Theater in Denver, Colorado, and I got to meet you guys, and I just want to say thank you for signing my book.
Yeah, not a problem, anytime.
Cool. And you know, whenever you're free, just please, you know, if you can get a copy. It's like no other. Besides Tupac's Rose, the group, you know, grew from concrete. My book is dedicated to Tupac, the Outlaws, and his fans, and it's the only book in the world written all in poetry. Every single page is a poem.
That's what's up. We got to get that thing out there. I'm gonna see what I can do.
Yeah,
as soon as
I appreciate
this book up and running, and we'll make something happen. Appreciate it.
Thanks
again.
Thank you. That's all I can say.
Thank you,
Ms. Green. Caesar, I appreciate having him on the show. I appreciate you getting him on the show. And I'm going to be on the other end listening, so if you see my number, you don't have to click back over. I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Okay, you're welcome.
I love your poems, girl. You just remind me of myself when I was younger, about 50-some years ago.
Okay. Ms. Green, would you like to respond to Ms. Ma'am?
Well, Ms. Ma'am said, what'd she say, 50 years ago?
Yeah.
Did she say I reminded her of 50 years ago? Well, I just turned 53, so I don't think I could remind her of anything 50-something years ago when I'm 53. We might remind her of each other, but that's about
right.
It.
Yeah, she may be talking about like a...
I'll write poems about everybody.
I try to, but right now it's all about me promoting my book. And, you know, Caesar, once I get on the phone, I could read forever. So can I throw one more at Fatal and get a reaction from him?
Yes, ma'am, you can.
Okay, thank you. And it's called Row of Death. And I said, what was it like at that infamous label for all those thirsty young rappers caught and corralled like horses in stables? As violence unplugged all mics and turntables, sometimes the need for greed was injected like speed, fear-filled minds made from clouds of tweed. And all of a sudden they thought fame was on their side, telling them to freestyle but don't drop the dime. Because there is no mercy if your lyrics are whack, creativity is gone and under attack. Now the focus is on those getting pistol whipped and slapped, while others stood laughing as the rest watched and sat back. Many names became pawns in the game after they signed on the dotted line. and then merely treated like prisoners in their moment of shine. But did anyone truly care that the artist sustained pain like a deep-rooted tooth? So who owns their music after they paid the toll in the booth? And that's not directed at the Outlaws or Tupac. I wrote that after I saw the documentary Welcome to Death Row, but I felt the need to put that in the book. So
appreciate
you guys listening.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is nice. Well, Ms. Green,
thank
you for calling in. We appreciate you calling in,
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I'm going to just sit on the other end and continue listening to the show because I'm waiting for Keys to come on.
Okay, thank you, man. We appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you, Fatal.
All right.
Yep, no problem.
Okay, guys, let's take one more caller. I see the first number. I think this is the first number was on. 301-693. Your mic is open. You can ask a question or make a comment.
Hey, Caesar.
Hey, who is that?
It's Debbie.
Debbie. How you doing, Debbie?
Pretty good, and you?
I am doing wonderful, doll. Hey, what's going on with you, lady?
Well, I just wanted to remind everybody that I heard you do the shout-out for A&R Review Magazine coming out in January.
Okay, go ahead and take it away, doll. You tell them what's going on with A&R Magazine. And this is one of the guys we're going to get. This is one of the brothers we're going to get on the phone. Well, actually, we'll get both of these brothers. But Hussein is one of the artists that I'm going to get put Debbie on. Stacy on also. I'm going to get the interview with him for the magazine.
Okay. All right. We are looking for people that want to place ads. They can get in contact with me, Stacy, or you. Featuring artists as well as businesses and fine wines, alcohol, cigars.
All genres of music. We got a lot. Oh, we also have models going in there also. We got the model of the month that's going to be in there. I think she's listening in. I see her out there. How you doing, doll? Hey, also, we're going to have everything in the magazine. We're going to have a quiet spot. We're going to have a spotlight on something. We're going to have all kind of titles and things going on. So, yeah, if you guys want to buy an ad, you can either reach me at 662-995-0679. Again, that number is 662. Hold on. Hey, phone is really tracking up out there. Hold on. Let's see if I can find it. Yep, I got it. Okay, like I was saying, if you guys want to reach me, you can reach me at 662-995-0679. Again, that number is 662-995-0697. What's your number, Stacey? I'm sorry, Debbie. What's your number?
301-693-7489.
Cool. So you can reach Debbie at, I forgot what she said.
301-693-7489.
Yeah, you guys need to get on it, too, because the deadline is November 15th. That's the deadline that we're going to be getting stuff in. So if you guys get at us, let's go now. Let's do it. Okay, thank you, Debbie, for calling in. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. We're not going to take any more calls right now. We're going to get to a song by Fatal Hussein. It's called All Audio, No Video. Tell me about that song, Fatal. What's up? Fatal Hussein, are you still there? I think his phone might have dropped. Oh, that's his phone that dropped. Hold on, guys. Let me call him back. His phone has seemed to drop. Let me get him back on the line. You guys can talk a little bit among each other if you don't mind. Don't be scared. Thank you. All right, hold on. Let me see if we can get them real quick.
Talking, you ain't moving nothing. I'm on video, that mean I'm on. right now, that's her work.
All audio, no video. I got a hot, now she don't wanna let her titties go. Woody King, crystal bottom, thick thighs with them red on them Christian bottoms. All audio, no video. And you ain't shooting nothing but a video. Knock it off, stop it, five. We better all believe in Tupac alive. Yeah, we robbing niggas. Point the finger on the stand, that's what snitches do. You done fucked up, food bar. Friday night, get on your knees with a shoe mark. Can you see me now? Mars, nigga. Plunk your bitch over the head by the car, nigga. Reel it out, shit's real. All audio, I bet you and your bitch will. He got them shooters with him, and he don't play around. That bull in it to the depth, so he's staying down. You all audio, ain't nothing on that boom too. From the balcony, I hit him with a noob too. All audio, no video. And when I'm in town, the whole damn city now.
What?
Won't lose sleep over fake niggas. Cause you ain't shooting nothing but a video.
Nice, nice, nice. I'm digging that song, man. That was hot right there, brother. Let's go to the audience. Let's go to one of the audience members. Hold on for a second. Let me play it back in. Who is that? Okay. Hold on 1 second, everybody. 916. Miss Green, are you still there? Hello? Miss Green? Okay, she's not there. She's there, but she's not there. You gotta be quick on the show, man. You gotta be quick. 205, I see you out there, 205. What's up? Who is that?
What's up, man? It's the one and only DJ High Volume, repping the Fleet DJs, man. Nerve DJs, what it do?
What's up, Fleet DJ? Just what's up, man? How you doing, brother?
What's going on, Caesar?
Wow, this is great right here, man. I got a Fleet DJ on the phone, man. Hey, dude, I haven't talked to you forever, man. How long has it been, man?
Whoa, bro, it's been some years, man.
Yeah. Hey, man, we thank you for calling to the show, man. You must have called in because you saw Fatal Hussein on the show tonight. Hey, I'm glad you called in. That question for Fatal?
Well, you know what I'm saying. Fatal, first off, man, I want to say, man, I appreciate you, bro. I've been down with the Outlaws, down with Pop since day one, man. Like, man, y'all really, like, you know, changed my life, bro, for real. So I appreciate that, man, and I love what y'all doing, man. I'm glad y'all still out there, man, and, you know, it's some whack stuff out here, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad y'all keeping that real hip-hop alive, bro. And like I say, man, I just appreciate the work, man. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate the art, man, you know what I mean? Like, people like you still holding it down, you know what I mean?
Word.
I appreciate
it. Appreciate it, and that's basically what we striving for. You know, is to basically keep people that feel that real music that could, you know, go turn on a song when they brother get whacked in the fucking head and they ain't gonna never see him again, or you know, when a tragedy strike, like what you gonna listen to now? So basically, we strive to put out, you know, pain music, and we try to keep that, you know, moving alive. So we appreciate people like you too, bro.
Oh, man, that's what's up, man. That's love, man. Yeah, man, I just called and say what's up, man. Caesar, man, you know, I appreciate you, man. I'm always listening. Don't think I ain't listening, son, because I'm listening.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. Really
always checking
that,
you out. I just
hey,
be doing
look,
so
check
much.
It out. We got my gang. We got another song by Fatal, and we got my gang coming up in a little bit, Mr. Key. So stick around, brother.
Oh, you know, I'm checking you out, man. Fatal, that was a dope song, by the way, man. I appreciate that. That
Word,
was a good song.
Appreciate it, y'all. It's all good. Thanks
hey,
a lot.
Hey, you know what? DJ High Volume, I'll send you all the songs that I got from him and Mr. Keys. I'll send those songs over to you. What you can do is you can send me your email in a chat in my chat room on Facebook, and I'll send them to you tonight.
Bet, I'll do that,
okay.
Man. I'll make sure I get that in my mix.
Okay.
Yep, that's
yeah, okay,
up.
Man. I got it, brother.
All right, man. Peace.
No, man. We don't talk about illegal stuff on this show.
Wow, man. He's always talking and talking and talking, man.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Hey, my mom's in a whole other different area right about now.
Yeah, I know you are. You're always in a different area. Wow. Hey, Fatal, you want to give your social networks out right now, brother? Because we got a lot going on. We might miss out on that. You want to give your social networks out now?
Yeah. We on Twitter, at Fatal Velly, at The Outlaws, you know, Instagram, at Fatal Velly, at Young Noble 321, you know what I'm saying? You can email me for business at youngnoble321@yahoo.com, outlawsmedia.net. You know, we out there. Check us out.
Hey, guys, and if you didn't get that, don't worry about it. The show is recorded, so this show will be recorded. So if you guys want to listen to it again, you can listen to it again and again and again. Also, you can copy some of this stuff. I don't really care about that. If you want to use it for your mixtape, use it for your mixtape. You want to use it to write a book, write your book. But, hey, dude, I'm glad you came to the show, Fatal Hussein. It's good to know you, my brother. But we're going to get to your other song. You got a song called It's Not Gimme Too. Oh, it's Not a Gimmick.
It's not a gimmick to me.
Right.
It's not a gimmick. Right. It's not a gimmick. Yeah, that's
What's that song about, brother?
I mean, that's the title speaks for itself. It's not a gimmick to me. Nothing's a gimmick to me. Nothing's a gimmick.
Okay, cool. Hey, you know what? I got one more number to take for you.
Yeah.
Let me take this number right quick. 662-317. Your mic is open. You can make a comment to Fatal Hussein.
Hey, how are you, Caesar?
I am doing. Hey, is that Carla?
That's Carla.
How you doing, Carla? What's up with you, lady?
Nothing. Just listening in, checking out the music, and it is the bomb. Loving it.
Oh, you like that song right there by Fatal Hussein?
Oh, yes. Just kicking.
Ooh.
That's what's up. Thanks.
Thank you a lot, Carla. We appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. I just wanted to give a shout out to DJ Black Caesar.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you, man. Nothing but love. Okay, guys, let's go to this song right here. He has a song called It's Not a Gimmick to Me. It's Not a Gimmick to Me. Let's check it out. Hey, Fatal, you want to introduce that song for us, brother?
Yeah. This is Hussein Fatal, the Outlaw Don. You know, we got this song, It's Not a Gimmick to Me, and it's basically talking about, you know, a little life structure, being that nothing's a gimmick. Let's get into that. Let's go. DJ Black Caesar, let's go.
The entertainment bosses. Wolfpack, nigga. Family over everything. You niggas was comfortable. Got a pillow on Sucker Street. Yeah, I watered down.
It's not a gimmick to me.
Over, nigga.
It's not a gimmick to me.
2013.
It's not a gimmick to me. Gimmicks, I am a beast. I got it from the west. I brought it to the east. But I ain't gotta tell you, cause that wouldn't add up.
Nope.
East side west. Flag up. Jersey got no style. Come on, Rick Trilling. Shit funny here. We don't get silly. We get a lot of money. We get a lot of bread. Summertime come, you find a lot of niggas dead. No, I ain't chefing pies, motherfucker. I'm a caker. Certified thug, bona fide money maker. I do it cause I gotta. Cause I live it, read a story about my life. Subtitle is not a gimmick. I'm heavy on my grind, homegrown out of Jersey. If you ain't hit a cop, you niggas is getting served. I'm all about mine. I ride around strapped with the safety on the hammer. You niggas is getting slapped.
Wolfpack, nigga.
It's not a gimmick to me. It's not a gimmick to me. It's not a gimmick to me. I am the truth. Let's take it to the streets. Forget about the booth. These niggas so much gimmick, they forget about they ass. Put the safety on my hammer. You niggas is getting smacked. This out here frontin'. Come on, you buggin'. Jersey block dope spot. Nigga, who thuggin'? I do it cause I gotta. Rap it cause I live it. Not a gimmick. Load the clip up with hollows and I'ma spend it. But niggas out here telling, yeah, everybody speaking. They kicked in little mama door for everybody sleeping. But fuck it, that's life. To the county, let's go. Investigation racketeering, so I'm on a different flow. Remember when you lying in your corny ass rap? That
else life. You a gimmick, nigga, you whack. I'm all about mine. I ride around strapped. They done played with my culture. I'm coming to get it back.
Wolfpack, nigga. It's not a gimmick to me. It's not a gimmick to me. It's not a gimmick to me.
It, they don't live it how I live it, so they always gonna be broke. That's why they hate it, right? I don't talk and don't walk at your little body. I chalk it and it ain't nothing but murder. That's why I take it, right? The shit you dreaming, I'm seeing like triple beaming and G'ing off out a minute. Ain't no gimmick, so they hate it, right? Don't get it confused if you can't touch it or move it. And we ain't stuck without music. That's why they hate it, right?
I'm
a over. Hope you ended up a dummy. They know what I know. You ain't getting money. You ain't getting nothing. Me, I'm getting major. Call my guns lifesavers. Coming all kinds of flavors. Money, murder, sex. Spend my money, I'm a wreck. So it all due respect. Cut that motherfucking check. I don't rap it, no living. This is not a gimmick. You ain't got my money, I'ma pay your ass a visit. This ain't Jersey Shore. Middle finger to the law. They killed Lil Cole on his way from the store. From then on, I've been strapped down a bang. I got my money right. Trails recognize real. I don't mess with the funny side. Over love, this is thug entertainment. Somebody tell a judge, don't bug the plaintiff. Gloves over love, this is thug entertainment. Somebody tell a judge, don't bug the plaintiff. It's not a gimmick to me. 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 It's not a gimmick to me.
It's not a gimmick to me.
Now, right off the
G conference call, Hustler here.
Hold on.
You know, we're about to get into my new record off Apply Pressure 3. It's called I Get It In. And I just want the streets to know that I get it in. And ain't nothing going to change. It's going to always stay the same. Let's get it. Easy.
Yo. That was Cassie right there. Hey, guys, that song right there was another hot song by my man, dude. You're putting it down, brother, Mr. Hossein. You're really putting it down, my man. You're cleaning up, taking names. Hey, I like it like that, man. You got a lot going on, man. You got a lot of stuff that I'm digging, man. So I do need to get up with you, and you do need that. Hey, I'm going to put that song on my mixtape that's coming out. And, hey, you know what? I'm not coming out with another mixtape until around Christmas time. But I'm going to let you know, I do start promoting early, and I will start be promoting maybe in 2 more weeks. I'll start promoting for Christmas because I got to get all my lists together. So I deal with a lot of the major stars, but I think this is going to be based with the independents right now. But I'm going to get that one of your songs on there, man, because you're doing a lot of stuff to deserve it. So we're going to get one of your songs on there. And, hopefully we're going to make another hit, man. I got I got the Heroes of Music. I got your boy Ega Amin on there. That song is he did a song with Zero, and it's on there right now. We got it's went platinum so far. It's a platinum CD, and it has 37 songs it has on it. I have everybody from Westside Connection on there, from Creek Dog from the Dog Pound. Who else? We got Jim Jones. We got who else? We got Cassidy. We got a lot of different. People
The only one you missing is me, probably. Basically, that's what it sounds like to me.
I'm gonna tell you why I was missing you. Because me and you, we really went on the same level then. Because I didn't have your information, I didn't know how to get at you, and I really didn't want to get out there and ask Fade. Idi Amin for any information.
Yeah.
Idi Amin offered your information to me, so it was one of those things. Hey man, but you know what? Since I got you now, man, I'm gonna include you with everything I got going on. So basically. We're going to put you on our roster, DC Productions and DC Hot Track Records. We're going to get you on that register, on the registry for his booking shows. He's like the world's biggest registry right now, the world's biggest booking agent. And see Daryl Klein, that's my guy right there with Partners in Crime. So I already talked to him about you. I told him, I said, let's add him to it. Let's add Idi Amin to it, and let's get them on our roster also. So we just want to start
that. Sounds like a plan.
Cool. So anything we got going on, man. So basically what we got going on right now, we're planning to do something. We got something planned in January. We also got something planned right now. But
But I'll let you know as it goes along, man, because everybody is going to be in on that I deal with. Okay,
all right, that's what's up, man.
Hey, dog, I'm going to tell you right now, man, it was an honor to have you on the show tonight, man.
Yep.
You got me tickled. We met each other, actually, in Alabama one time, and that was really great because you were down there. You had signed to the same label my brother had signed to.
Yeah.
So, hey, man, it was great. It's great to meet you. It's great to know you, man. So we just going to keep in contact, my brother.
That's what's up. All right, talk to y'all, brothers, man. Good have. I'm thankful for y'all having me on here. Y'all be good.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir, for showing up. Okay, guys, here we go. Now we're going to get into my man, Mr. Keys. Where you at, Keys?
What's up, man?
How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, you know, just grinding, man, working, man. It's major love, baby.
Right. You know what, brother? I'm going to tell you like I told him. I want you to come front and center, introduce yourself to the rest of the world, let them know who you are and what you got going on, my man.
Man, y'all know what it is, man. It don't take much, man. Don't need no introduction to this, man. It's your boy Keys to the Game, man. I am the New South, the Filthy South, man. Y'all know how I rock, man. Hardest working indie artist in the game, man. We just raised the bar, man. If you didn't know, now you know, man. You rocking with your boy Keys, man. Live in effect with my folks, DJ Keys and friends, man. We about to shut the show down. You know how it is. Shout out to my folks, Fatal Hussein, man. You know we've been rocking since day one, man. We've been following you since day one, fam. You like an OG to us, so major love. But we about to go in tonight.
That's what's up, man. You're a hot artist also, man. I've been checking you out. I've been following you around a little bit on the website. Hey, man, I got one question for you. I can ask you this, man. You've been having me looking at that thing, and I'm like, wow, man, that is great. Kind of ugly color, but is that land green car yours, man, Lamborghini?
Man, you know, I don't be like bragging or boasting, man. I just look at it at all as it is. It's all work, man, for real on everything. So, you know, I'll be bragging or boasting, man. We just connected. I'm gonna put it like that, man. We connected, man. And it's green because you know green is for the money, man. You know, we pulled it out green, man, because it was for the money and it matched the kicks too. We just shut it down like that. But yeah, you know, we connected, man. So
hey,
we pull them all out,
dude,
man.
You know what? I got you, brother. I got you, man. I knew you were coming with something like that. Well, I got you, man.
That's right.
Green. Yeah. Hey, what was we talking about?
Is somebody just mentioned something about some greenery or something?
No, man.
I thought he said something about some keys, man. He said something about keys?
Your boy Keys in the building, man.
This is Keys right here on the phone with me now, man. What are y'all talking about?
Oh, well, man, I just heard, like, green and cheese and far out and, like, peace and love,
hey,
man.
Check it out, Harold. Willie, what? I'm hearing the same thing that Harold is hearing.
Yeah, but check it out, man. You came in late, and then your phone dropped, so you might have missed a lot. My man Keys was I was talking to Keys. I was asking him about his Lamborghini because he's sitting in a Lamborghini with the doors up, and I was asking him about that. That's what I was asking. It's prime green.
Oh, wow, man! You're using codes, man. That's smart, man. Yeah, man. I did the codes, man.
Wait a minute. What is that, a car or a spaceship? What the hell is a Lamborghini?
Hey, it looks like a spaceship, but it's a car.
it drives like a spaceship, too.
Yeah.
It drives like a spaceship, too.
Oh, wow, really? I believe it. So,
I'm sorry, Cesar.
No, I promised
you about a couple of weeks ago, I said I wasn't going to cut out in front of you.
You're good, man.
I'm about to slay
when
I ride my horse, and I'm
sipping
on me some of that damn moonshine. Hell, I feel like I'm in space, too. I'm like, damn.
Oh, wow, man. Hey, man, life is beautiful, man. I just got finished walking my pet turtle, man. Took me like 5 hours to walk this thing, man. It's crazy, man.
Walking a turtle, man. Who does that, man? Nobody walks turtles.
Oh, man, I do, man. I walk my turtle, man. He's cool, man. it was funny, man, because he wouldn't come out of the show, man, and it was like he was taking so long, man. So while he was walking, I took a smoke break, man, and I just, like, we had patience, man, you know? That's what it's about, man, life and having patience.
Yeah, I got you, bro. I got you, man. Somebody just told me you were crazy, Harold. Somebody just texted me and told me, they said, your boy Harold is crazy. Okay, yeah, he's crazy. I see what you're saying. Hey, Dad, I got a question for you, Harold. All you got to do is put your turtle in the tub the next time, Harold, because the turtle can't go out the tub, man. They can't climb anything. So you said it's a little turtle. Just put him in the tub next time. By the time he walks to the from the back of the tub to the front of the tub, you could have did, like, your whole house, all your housework. You could build a car that time.
Oh, wow, man. I didn't think about that, man. Hey, Caesar, man, you're pretty smart, man.
Yeah, I try to be sometimes, but when you're talking about a turtle, I basically know a turtle can't do anything, man, because I used to watch the turtle and the rabbit when they race around the track. The rabbit would go around the track at least 300 times before that turtle even gets across the finish line, the start line, man. So, yeah, you can do that when you're slow. When you got
Hey, man, that's far out, man.
Yeah. Well, check it out, brother. Mr. Keys, I got a question for you, my man. How long you been doing music, and where'd you start?
Man, I've been on the grind, man, since I came out the womb, man. Been on everything, but I've been going hard after it, man, for the last 10 to 15 years, just grinding, just pushing nonstop. Now, you know, I'm from Shreveport, Louisiana, man, 318, top of the Boo Cooper Road, so that's where the whole grind come from, man. It started right there in the project, man. 2929 Peace Project, man, right there in the Cooper Road, man. That's where it all come from.
Wow, you're down there by my guy, man. Let me ask you a question real quick. Have you ever heard of TopCatLive.com?
Yeah. Somebody put me on them a couple of months ago.
Oh, okay. Are you on the registry?
Nah, I ain't on the register.
You know what, brother? I'm going to get you hooked up with Top Cat because that's one of my guys right there. You're in the same area as him, and he would love to help you out, man, doing what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. So I'm going to get back at you a little later on my at my 662 number. I'm going to call you from the 662 number, and if I were you, I would save that number on your phone because that number right there is pretty hot and hard to come by. Okay. Willie, where's Miss Ma'am? Is Miss Ma'am still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm about to call you, Willie. Oh, my God.
She's about to call me Willie. Oh, my God. You are old, man. Hey,
this guy just gets on my damn nerves.
What is he doing to you, Miss Ma'am?
He's getting on my nerves. He don't know how to keep the house clean. I just go out and I take care of elderly folks.
Wow.
I'm a private nurse. And I come home, he just got things. Steve, you need to get him back in one of them homes of yours.
I got you, Miss Man. That's what's up.
That's what I'm thinking I'm about to do now. I think I'm going to kill his ass.
No, don't do that, man. Then you get locked up. You don't want to do that.
Well, I'm going to kill him with kindness, you. I'm going to kill him with kindness. I'm going to pick him alive.
That's not right to him, and that's not right to you, because you're going to wind up in parchment somewhere. You don't want to do that. Do you want to go to prison? You don't want to go to prison, do you? Hey, Miss Ma'am, check it out. You wouldn't survive in prison if you went to prison right now. You just cool out.
I don't know, man. Her having false teeth, she might be really well in prison, man.
Leave it to Harold to come up with that. No, Harold, we don't want Miss Ma'am to go to prison because she has to do this show every Wednesday. So just stay out of prison.
Hey, Caesar, man, can I ask a question, man?
Yes, you can. Go right ahead.
I want to know why Miss Ma'am is over at Willie's house and he's in his underwear watching TV and eating cereal, man. I mean, I can't put one and one together because I think it equals two. So what's the deal, man?
Okay, you just said, why is Miss Ma'am over Willie's house? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, man.
No, excuse me. Hold on. Let me correct you real quick. He over my.
That's what he said. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what he said. If I said it wrong, that was just me. I'm sorry. I'm on the margaritas, man. You already know what I do on Wednesday.
But see, I'm going to tell you what the deal is. See, you kicked him out. All right, now I'm his new landlord. And I'm tired of
him. Well, Miss Ma'am, you know
wow,
what?
Wow, man. Hey, did she say she's tired of him?
Not in a million years. You know where the hell, million years, I wouldn't be tying her up. Not me.
Wow, man. What's going on, man?
You know what?
You guys having a party?
You guys sound like two hillbillies that are in love. That's what you sound like. Let's take
a
caller.
Wow, man. I was thinking the same thing, man.
Let's take a caller. Let's take a caller right quick. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Oh, I got a caller. I know who it is. I'm sorry. 720, you can make a comment or ask a question. 720-398, I'm sorry, 398. You can ask a question or make a comment. Okay. Okay, guys, please do not push the number one on your dial pads, because that means you have a question. And if you don't have a question, don't push it, all right? Now, let's see. I'm not going to take any more questions. I'm just going to get back into my man, Keys. Keys, where you at, baby?
Oh, man, you know, we in the building, man. We ain't left, man.
Okay, brother.
Hold on, one second. I want to say something real quick before I forget it, and I'm glad you reminded me. Well, give me my goddamn keys back. You can get your ass out my house right now.
Wow. Did she just say, Willie, give my keys back?
My damn house key.
Wow. So I remind you of your keys because I said I called for my man Mr. Keys, and then you're going to say, oh, I remind you of Willie has your keys. Why does Willie have your keys, Miss Ma'am?
I gave him a key to the back door to get in the house. It's coming here dirty all the time. He about to come back over your house.
No, ma'am.
He's about to get the hell out of my house.
If you put him out the house, he's going to have nowhere. He's going to have to go stay with Harold and his little sister.
Hey, man.
I heard he had the keys to her
chastity belt.
What? I'm going to tell you something, Caesar. I'm about to come over here. I'm sick of this lady. Hell, she watches everything I do. I can't watch television like I want to. I can't eat what I want to eat. I can't do her damn thing.
Willie, look. You can't watch pornography, first of all, in the little old lady's house, man. That's the first strike right there. And then you can't eat the crazy brownies that Harold sends you, the weed brownies. You can't eat those in the house either, man. So she's just telling you, right?
Hell, she eats up all my damn brownies. I can't keep brownies. I got to keep calling Harold and tell Harold to send me some brownies because she keep eating my damn brownies.
How's she eating your brownies? She has no teeth, man. How's she doing?
I don't eat no damn brownies. I can't stand brownies. I can't. I'm allergic to chocolate.
Wow, you're allergic to
damn chocolate. Oh, you don't want my goddamn brownies. I ain't no damn brownies.
Oh, wow. This Willie is something else. Hey, Willie, she's not your brownies up. Hey, check it out, brother Willie. Hold on 1 second, man. Let me get the keys right quick. Keys, can you give everybody your social networks? Because we're going to get some of your music in a minute.
Oh, man, y'all know y'all can find your boy on all them social networks, man. Hit me on Reverb Nation, reverb.com/KeysMaxMode. I'm on Twitter, man, Keys to the Game. That's the number 2, man. Hit me right there. Hit me on Facebook, Keys60. Your boy right there. I'm on Indie Charge, KeysMaxMode. Man, we on YouTube, Keys Vivo, man. Hit me right there. All the videos right there, man. You know, we grinding, man, for real. We all over, man. Just Google your boy. You're bringing everything on me, man.
You know what, Keys, check it out, brother. Keys, check it out, man. What Miss Ma'am just said, she just said what I was going to tell you, too, man. When you speeded through that thing right there where nobody really understood what you were saying. Can you go through and repeat it again a little bit slower? Go through
man,
it
again,
go through
man.
It
again,
slower.
Man. I mean, you know, I do this every day, so I'll be on point, man. Again, man, holler at your boy on ReverbNation.com, Keys Mash Mode. Hit your boy there. Hit me on Twitter, T60. I'm right there. Hit me on Facebook, T60. I'm right there. Again, hit me on Twitter, Keys to the Game. That's the number two. You can find me on Indie Choice. That's Keys Mash Mode. I'm right there. Man, follow me on Instagram, Keys to the Game. That's the number two. I'll follow you back, man. We working, man. We grinding, man. Hit your boy on YouTube. All my videos right there, Keys Vivo. Man, we out here working, man. Just Google me, man. You'll find it. You know what it is, man. Your boy Keys, man. I am the new South, the Filthy South. All we do is work.
Wow, wow, wow. Dude, you sound like me. Sound like you're on grind mode. Sounds like that's probably why you're in that Lamborghini, because you needed something fast enough to keep up with you, brother. So, look, check it out, my
you
man.
Hear me?
I'm going to send you my promotions through your email so you can check them out. You sound like an artist I would like to work with. And we're going to get into one of your songs. Hold on. Let me pull up your songs real quick, man.
Most
and,
man, you know I'm ready.
We're gonna get
DJ Black TV. You know I'm ready to work, man. You know me, man.
I already know it.
The boy has been raised, man. The boy has been raised, man. You know what it is, man.
You got a song on here I really like, and I'm going to use this for my mixtape also. Just letting you know that so I won't forget. But this is a song I like to use for my mixtape right here. You got a hot song. It's called Everything a Go. Tell me a little about that. What's
that
right. about?
Man, it's about straight constantly grinding, man. It's about showing all the naysayers, all the doubters, everybody who said you wasn't going to do this or don't do this. It's just about taking everything out of your life throughout the day, man. And no matter how bad you're doing or good you're doing, man, everything will go. For real, on everything. No matter what they say, man, everything is a go. So that's where that record come from, man. It's just a hot single that's just really banging. It's motivational. It's inspirational, man. And we brought that Lamborghini out in the video, and we killed it because everything will go.
Hey, and you know what, my man? Okay. Oh, God.
Louisiana, man. We rocking right now with my folks, DJ Black Caesar and friends, man. This the world premiere of my new single, man, Everything to Go. If you don't know, now you know, man. It's the landlord from the South, man. Shout out my folks, DJ Black Caesar. Pay their rent, man. Rent is due. Let's work, fam.
Getting paid for my verses.
Yeah.
I came on my game strong, got finger rolling like Worthy.
Yeah.
Big hater. the pistol. These suckers mad when I pull up in that Mercy. Them bright lights and them cameras flash. These suckers boys so thirsty. I ain't tripping off, I'm tripping on that top drop when I flip it on. My name on everybody guest list. Them red carpets I'm stepping on. Go. Go, everything will go. No matter what they say, I tell them everything will go. Go, go, everything will go. Whoa. I call all the plays, tell them everything will go. Go get to that paper, go get to that money. Go get to them packs, flip them, stacking up to that money. I say go, go, everything will go. I call all the shots, tell them everything will go. Go, go, go. Everything will go. No matter what they say, I tell them everything will go. Go, go. Everything will go. Whoa. I call all the plays, tell them everything will go. Go get to that paper. Go get to that money. Go get to them packs. Flip them, stacking up to that money. I say go, go. Everything will go. I call all the shots, tell them everything will go.
Okay, Keys, hang up and I'm gonna call you right back.
Okay.
Hey, fish out.
Okay. Okay, just hung up. Now let me try him back.
Please leave your message for
Keith. Nope, we didn't want to do that. Let's go back there and try it one more again. Everything is go. Go. Everything is go. I like that song. That is hot. Bye-bye. Yeah, I hear you, man. I don't know if it helped it out or if it just still messed up.
Man, I hear you, Black Season.
Oh, I hear you. I got you now, man. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, I hear you, fam.
Okay. Hey, dude. We had a little interference, but I hear you loud and clear now. Okay, I'm glad we're back on.
That's right.
Now, I was asking you about that song, Magic Johnson. You already gave me the breakdown what the song was about. So let's get into it. You want to introduce that song for us?
Man, this the world premiere of my track, Magic Johnson, man. Shout out to everybody who's been rocking with me, man. My folks, DJ Black Season, man, and friends breaking it right here, man. So it's the world premiere, man. It's your boy Keys. I am the New South, the Filthy South. They not outworking me, man. Drop that on these folks' head, DJ Black Season. Let them know what it is, man. Whoa.
Yeah.
Real amazing.
Crash, y'all need to slow down. Y'all are killing them out there.
Let's get Shawty my cookie. She control my magic. When it's one of them days, she just know how to handle. That money right, we gon' do way more than manage. That's why her ring finger rockin' 20 carats. I tell her I love her loyalty. Her reply, hell yeah, that's how it ought to be. I swear I love her loyalty. Long as I'm breathing, girl, I treat it like it's royalty. I love to keep that smile on her face. Yeah. Every day she tell me you the best, expect to hate. Yeah. Go for yours, don't she come to those who like to wait. Yeah. Get rich, then maybe we can take a break.
Right.
Love the enthusiasm, yeah. That's why them coops is matching. Yeah. She love that thug life about me and plus Louisiana. So overprotective, gotta love her motive. She know a nigga successful when plus I'm getting closer.
Right.
She like it fast.
What?
Love it slow. She spread that thing apart and whisper how deep you can go. I put that on my life. We saw the sun come up before. It's never a problem for her to hit every soul. I take her to the Louis spot and I just let her go. She love me for me all the years she put up with me. She deserve it all.
What?
Never the least. Condo in the Hamptons. Fuck it. I cover the lease. Let the water hit our feet as we smoke on the beach. I just really want to thank you for sticking with me. Ride or die, passes the side on this mission with me. She tell me I'm gifted, recognize the vision. Shawty my cookie, she control my magic. When it's one of them days, she just know how to handle. That money right, we gon' do way more than manage. That's why her ring finger rockin' 20 carats. I tell her I love her loyalty. Her reply, hell yeah, that's how it ought to be. I swear I love her loyalty. Long as I'm breathing, girl, I treat it like it's royalty. She that backbone. What can a nigga say? When I was broke without nothing, she never ran away.
Nope.
Never relentless.
Nope.
She can finish my sentence. And ain't no niggas gon' hit it if I ever get sentenced. She hold me down. That's why I hold her up. She witness history. We only going up. See me at my best. Know me at my worst. Patiently waiting by the phone when I gon' put in work. Love everything about her. Where would I be without her? She tell me success is the way you gotta deal with doubters. She likes the small things, cushy flowers. How we lay around naked and watch movies for hours. Golf on the week, trying to break a streak. And when I'm in my zone, she tell me just focus on me. What a wonderful feeling. She one in a million. While the other sideline and she right in the middle. She tell me small things, add up to bigger pictures. Actions speak louder than words, we only getting bigger. Her opinion matters when we speak in figures. And she ready for whatever like one of my niggas. Shawty my cookie, she control my magic. When it's one of them days, she just know how to handle. That money right, we gon' do way more than manage.
That's why her ring finger rocking 20 carats. I tell her I love her loyalty. Her reply, hell yeah, that's how it ought to be. I swear I love her loyalty. Long as I'm breathing, girl, I treat it like it's royalty. Shawty my cookie, she control my magic. When it's one of them days, she just know how to handle that money right. We gon' do way more than manage. That's why her ring finger rockin' 20 carats. I tell her I love her loyalty. Her reply, hell yeah, that's how it ought to be. I swear I love her loyalty. Long as I'm breathing, girl, I treat it like it's royalty.
We got what you need, the best you've ever had it. Trapfornia DJs.
Nice, nice, Mike. Hey, man, you know what? You are something else, man. You got a lot of great hits out there. I can't wait to hear some more, man. Everybody's a go, and I'm going to put that song on the radio. And I'm going to put your other song on the radio. You told me you downloaded to my email the day that your manager didn't tell me. And I'm going to put that song on the radio also. So I'm going to get you in the rotation on the radio show. And then I'm going to send it out to a couple of my people, and they'll get on their radio show. So I'm just letting you know what I got going on, letting you know what I can do. And you know what? When you check out the promotional package, I can give you everything, Dan. That'll put you in the door where you'll get 6 interviews. You'll get in the magazine. You'll get... what else will you get? You'll also be like a household name. Everybody, we'll break your name in. We'll brand you out, man. You got a good branding right now, man. But you need somebody that's actually doing some stuff like every day in everyday life. I got a promotional company called Rinse Do Pay Me Promo, and it's doing real good, man. I just helped one of my artists get on with Universal, Boss Lady. She just got signed on with Universal, so I'm still working with her. Now I'm trying to help my guy, Capital A, get on with somebody out there, whoever, you know. We got him, D.C., and Washington, D.C. has been checking him out. But we booked you up with shows. I get you with a booking agent. He'll hook up with shows, paying gigs. So you know, we got a lot going on, man. I want you to be part of all that. I'm going to send you over there. I'll send it to you. But you check it out. You can check it out. But your manager's still a pretty nice girl, man. I've talked to her several times.
Thank you.
Back
back with Stacey with the news to see what's going on in entertainment world out there right now. Give me 2 minutes and give me 4 minutes and 51 seconds. We'll be back.
Niggas study you, shorty know what a hunter do. Actually, lead a nigga backing me is right in front of you. Raising a daughter, sometimes depend what a father do. Niggas stun on you, front on you. Niggas can't even bow but bundle you. Them niggas lame. I hope you get testicular cancer in the brain. Dickhead, by the time you get there, I'll be somewhere with a six pack and a six pack. A lips and a hip big. My box is covered in a lipstick. I'm pussy fat but ain't good. So that's a misprint. I'm a misfit, I did it and beyond. Shiny watch, looking like the old city on my arm. Highly flammable, barely can get into Canada. Run this rap shit, I got stamina. You are amateur, I aim at you, I bang at you. Hope a plane hit you, fuck you and whoever came with you. Trying to express beautiful pain with you. Like a tattoo of a framed picture of a dead homie, maybe a family member. I got some gambling scriptures like, scared money don't make no money. Bet now motherfuckers gon' take nothing from me. Got ounces allowed, you can hear me smoking. I be coughing on the crowd, you can hear me choking, nigga.
About her and y'all washing clothes and no detergent. Daddy deserted, so now we serve sandwich serving. Dreaming we had a furnace, so cold we sleeping on the curtains. What can I say? It got me highly motivated. Mama two job working, banana companies emerging. Need a 2 week notice before they say don't need a service. I'm too young to have burdens, but still feel I should be further. But who am I kidding? I had bridges, I just burn them. My mama need earnings, ain't had no time for high learning. Call me hypocrite, backslider, you name it, I done heard it. The way that they speak of me, you think I'm ready murdered. It's hard to be laid back, my head is so assertive. But I gave my life up, I gave my rights up, I gave my dice up, and I gave my dikes up. I gave my vice up in every club that lights up. And this is what an intern with no perm lights up. You don't see my pain. This is beautiful pain. You got me beautiful pain. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta say much.
I raised
raise hell, and I admit it, still I'm raising hell. Killer whale, feeling metal, like I said, it fell. And I was so mad, I could have swam and killed the whale. I could dream it back to overboard. Then I had to throw the overboard.
Wow, okay. Was that? I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to leave that one alone. Okay, guys, we're back on the DJ Black Keith and Friends show. And I got my girl Stacy on the phone. Stacy, what's up with you? How you doing, dawg?
I'm doing okay, Caesar. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. Just a little hot, man. I think the reason why the stuff is going out down here, because when we get storm warnings and stuff like that, if something's happening in the near area, then it's going to affect my computer. That's the way Tupelo does it, man. So that's probably why the computer blinked out on us and went down. So we might have lost about 100,000 people, but, hey, hopefully you guys are back now. But anyway, we're back with Stacy Darlene now, and we're trying to get to see what's going on in the world of events. What's going on, Stacy?
Well, I was hoping to talk a little bit about what's going on with Lamar Odom, and I was hoping that maybe we could get some feedback here. He's got some wild stuff going on. Lamar, who's usually pretty settled and very comfortable, you know, he's done okay pretty much in the basketball world. And just so you know, to get a quick replay, in 1999 he was the first round, fourth overall draft pick. He originally went over to the Clippers, and then he's kind of done some moving around. He went to the Heat, the Mavericks, Lakers, I mean, and then now he's back over the Clippers, although from what I understand, it's a possibility they may not renew his contract because he's had some drug issues going on, quite a bit of drug issues.
Wow.
And then out of the...
Wow.
Oh, yeah, quite a bit. He ended up going to rehab literally for one day and then turned around and walked back out. He allegedly was involved in one day.
Wow.
One day. And then you know he's married to Khloe Kardashian. They got married in 2009.
Right.
You know, he doesn't have just any Kardashian. He's got the ride or die Kardashian. She's going to go down with her man. She stood by him through thick and thin. This is the ride or die one, right?
Okay,
now,
okay.
You've got mistresses coming out left and right, just coming out of the woodwork.
Oh, no.
Claiming
no.
that they're the mistress.
Oh, no.
So.
Yeah.
What did she say?
She said he needs,
what did you say, Ms. Ma'am?
He needs his ass whooped. That's all he needs.
Yeah, you know. TMZ has pictures of him. You know, it's really he's very, very haggard, and it looks like, you know, the drug effect actually hit him pretty hard. The biggest thing is he going to go back to the Clippers and play ball? Supposedly, you know, there's been some talk that he's trying to get a team to pick him up overseas so he can use that for like some contract negotiations to get back in either with the Lakers or the Clippers. So here you got, you know, you've done pretty good in the basketball world to a certain extent. You know, he was the sixth man. He's the only one in Laker history so far, the first in Laker history, should I say, that he won the Sixth Man of the Year award in 2011. You know, he's done okay.
Wow.
And you got your ride or die on your side. So I just kind of want to get some feedback from people. What do you think is going on with this man?
Well, you know what? Why don't we go straight to the horse's mouth, man? Because I believe when we go straight to the horse's mouth and hear what they're saying in the outside world right now. Let's see what they got to say. Okay, let's go.
Lamar Odom has been reported missing for the past few days, although Khloe Kardashian, his wife, did say that she met with him in an unidentified location, and they talked about his addiction to crack cocaine. Now, he's been battling his addiction for about 2 years now. Last year, he was in rehab for about 3 weeks. He didn't want to stay any longer than that. But Lamar Odom has been dealing with his own demons. In fact, when he was about 12 years old, his mother died. In 2006, he had a 6.5-month-old who died as well. In 2011, his cousin died. He said his cousin was murdered. And he also got into a car accident with a motorcycle, and the motorcycle hit a 15-year-old pedestrian and killed him.
Gosh.
So in an interview, he said that he feels like he's just constantly surrounded by death. And also top it off with the fact that he's now a free agent. And, I mean, I'm sure he feels like everything is falling apart around him.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's really worried about him. Khloe Kardashian has separated with him and said that she will not get back with him until he is clean.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, like, my thoughts and prayers, I don't really pray, but still, my thoughts go out to, you know, him and his family, because that's a terrible thing to have to deal with. It's a very serious addiction.
So, again, I'm torn on this. You know, so he's on massive amount of drugs, apparently, you know, according to the reports. And when we say, well, okay, here's a long list of bad things that have happened to Lamar Odom, and hence he's on drugs, feel like, okay, but a really long list of bad things have happened to a lot of people, and they're not on, I mean, they're saying crack.
Crack cocaine.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Crack's pretty, you know, bad. And so, on the other hand, yeah, that was a pretty long list, right? And the kid is devastating. Having killed someone accidentally, the 15-year-old, devastating, right? So I feel terrible for the guy. And, you know, as sports fans, you know, you casually make fun of people because that's what sports fans do. They're, you know, we're dicks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Lamar Odom is soft and, you know, and he doesn't play well in under pressure, et cetera. Now you see, like, well, who knows, you know? Maybe he was on drugs. Or maybe he was under an enormous amount of grief,
mm-hmm.
right? So now I feel terrible for him.
Of course, I feel terrible for him as well. And it serves as an example of how fame and fortune does not help you when it comes to your personal issues. It doesn't make you happier. It doesn't make life better. It makes life better in some aspects because you have a certain level of comfort in your lifestyle, but you are just as susceptible to drug addiction as any other person. We all deal with similar issues, similar problems. The question is, are you going to give in to those temptations as a way to cope with your problems?
I have several conclusions from this. One, I'm not doing crack cocaine. It doesn't end up well.
I was really worried about you, Jake.
Okay. Two, I'm not sure I need to make billions of dollars. Like, I don't know, rich people, man. You know, more money, more problems. Like, okay, all right, look, I'm saying, like, let's make a lot of money, but you don't need that much money. I'm just, keep it real, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm being realistic here. And number three, you know, maybe it wasn't such a bad thing that I wasn't an NBA player. You know, obviously that was a choice I made.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it could have wound up like this. So I'm glad I decided to go in a different direction.
Right, Cenk. I'm glad you made this decision.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, wow. She's not a brain chick. Okay, Lamar Odom, man. That's
now, in all fairness, I just want to let it be known that he was not driving the SUV vehicle. He wasn't the one driving the vehicle. He was in the vehicle, and there was a motorcycle
okay.
that sped out of control, and he ended up, the driver of Lamar's vehicle ended up hitting the motorcycle that sped out of vehicle. The motorcycle then killed the pedestrian, the 15-year-old. So I just want to make sure that we're clear on that. He didn't do it, but he was there and he saw it.
Okay. Thanks, Stacy. We appreciate that.
Wow.
Actually, we appreciate you coming here giving us great news like every week, man. You've been doing a great job, fantastic job. You sound like you could be a news reporter on regular television, but hey, you know what? Hey, this is regular television. If you can see what your mind play, guys, you can see what we got going on. But Stacey, you're out there. What'd you say, Miss Ma'am?
I'm going to tell you what you're going to be reporting next week. A damn redneck and a hippie, they come up missing and found in a double homicide victim.
Wow. I think she's referring to Harold and Willie.
I think I got that.
What'd she say, man? I can't understand her. It sounds like she's got a roll of quarters in her mouth, man.
Okay, check it out, Dad.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about that right there. That's how he's going to come up missing.
I got you, Miss Ma'am. I got you. Stacey, I think we got somebody who wants to say something to you, Stacey. Hold on for a second. 662.
Okay.
662, you come on the phone and ask a question or make a comment.
Say that again.
662. You come on the phone,
662-308.
Yeah. Man, you
He's
know,
there.
I'm just listening to you. I'm just listening to the show, you know. I ain't talking to you in a minute. You already know the
That's Rashid. That? How you doing, Rashid?
It's me too, man.
Oh, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
You don't remember me, man?
This Rashid?
Nah, this is
Yeah, it's Rashid.
Hey, man, I remember you, man. How you been, man?
Wow, can I see who that is real quick before you guys start celebrating? Who are you, sir?
But, hey, I'm confused. Y'all talking to me?
662-308. That's you.
Yeah, they started calling me Rakim Stuck. Man, this messed up, man. I was trying to listen to you. Know, I ain't heard from you in a minute.
Miss yeah, up, brother, but I'm not hearing who it is, man. Who is it? Oh, is that Rashid?
No, Miss Shook. MISSIP.
Oh,
it's a dude from Facebook. Yeah.
What's up? How you doing, brother? How you doing, man?
Man, bro, I'm chilling, trying to get some music done so I can have it on your show. But, like, you located upon the top.
Yeah, man. I got you, man. I know who it is now, man. I knew you didn't sound like a Rashid. Stacy said it was Rashid.
Oh, because I thought that's what he said. My bad. I'll have to. Yeah, I thought it was. Rashid is an awesome person, and I feel bad. I really did. It sounded like it.
Brownies. I think she's dipping in the brownies.
Yeah.
You should have stopped sending them to me.
That's going to be on you, man. Hey, thanks for calling in, my brother. We appreciate you calling in, bro.
Yeah, but I'm going to have you some music and stuff.
That's cool,
right,
my man. Okay, bet, man. Okay, let's get his mic cut back off, and let's not take any more phone calls. We got about 6 minutes of the show left. I just want to thank Casey for always coming in and doing such a good job on her evening news, man. She always comes with the fire right here. And she puts it to you guys, man, letting you guys know what's going on in hip-hop, in the hip-hop world. Today she came to you with sports, did such a fabulous job. Next week she'll come with something else, but I don't know what she's going to come up with. She tells me what she's going to come up with, like the day of the show, which is, I like that because we get these sound bites for you guys and get everything together. So I think it works out kind of good like that. So, Stacia, let's keep going like that, and you keep coming with the news, man.
Okay.
And you do such a great job, so I just want to tell you once again, you do a real good job, lady.
Thank you.
What television station do you work for, honey?
No, she doesn't work for television station, Miss Ma'am. She doesn't work for a television station. She works for the DJ Black Season Friends show.
Oh, you work for a season.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He works for Caesar. He works for you.
Wow, man, I think we need to take her to the retirement home, man. She's losing her mind.
Hold up. Shut your ass up.
Miss Ma'am, come on now. We know we don't curse on this show. Yeah, you can't curse on this show.
I'm just asking a question. I'm like, honey, let me tell you, I'm a woman. How much
is he paying? Hey, man, you're nothing but a dirty old lady with no teeth, man.
Wow.
Hey, you know what? I want to commend Stacia on such a good job with the A&R magazine. She's like the chief editor over there. She's doing a great job. She's interviewing all these people, man. And Stacia, I'm going to get you hooked up with Fatal Hussein. He was just on his show, so you missed that. But you can listen to it whenever you get ready because it is recorded. And check it out if you need to get some information from him. I'll give you his number and stuff so you can get in contact with him. And
okay.
You can do that interview for us also from the Outlaws.
No doubt.
Fantastic man with him. He was telling us all about his life with Tupac and stuff like that. Stuff that people want to hear about. So
nice.
I'll get you hooked up with him in just a minute.
Okay.
All right. Now, we got about maybe 4 minutes left, everybody. I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight to the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for staying and listening to what we got going on, which is literally nothing. But you guys do such a fantastic job. You come every
Wednesday, and you check us out at 7 o'clock Central. I just want to thank you guys and show you some love back. All the fans out there that are listening, I see you guys, man. Thanks. The phone lines are just full right now. We're actually flooded right now. And you guys, man, you guys are great, but nobody has any questions. I see that. We got a couple people out there with questions, and I think they already asked questions before. I'm just guessing at it now. So if you didn't, I'm sorry. The show is about over. So we're not taking any more questions, but you guys did a fantastic job. And I want to thank Harold the Hippie. I want to thank Willie the Redneck. And I want to thank Miss Ma'am for always doing such a good job hosting the show. And I want to thank my guests that were here earlier, Mr. Keys. And I want to thank my guy, Faith Hussein, man, from the Outlaws. You guys are fantastic. We had a great show tonight. Thanks, everybody, for showing up. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. And also, like Debbie said, get your ad in the A&R magazine, guys. Real cheap price. I think they start at $25. The highest price is like $300. That's for the front cover. So the front cover is $300. The inside cover, inside insert is $200. And the rest of it goes $25, $35, $45, $75, and $100. So pretty cheap prices, guys. Get on it with Stacy. Get on it with Miss Mullen, Debbie Mullen. Get on it with Harold the Hippie. Get on it with DC Productions, Daryl Klein out of Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. Get on it with DJ Black Caesar, guys, at 662-995-0679. Again, that number is 662-995-0679. You can find me on Google all over the place. And if you get at me, you can get with my people, and I'll put you on them. Okay, guys, fantastic show tonight. I want to thank everybody for coming.
Hold on. Let me give my social network real quick before we get out of here.
Okay.
You can reach Miss Ma'am at WHOOP.
Pam and Willie having a fight in the back of this song right here. Wow.
That's pretty deep there, Caesar.
All right, we'll see you guys later. Y'all take care.